USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Firefighters struggled to contain an exploding Northern California wildfire under blazing temperatures as another heat wave blanketed the west of the U.S., prompting an excessive heat warning for inland and desert areas.
Feels like I'm walking into an oven when I walk outside.
Death Valley in southeastern California's Mojave Desert reached 128 on Saturday, according to the National Weather Service's reading at Furnace Creek. The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she will lead an effort by top U.S. regulators to assess the potential risk that climate change poses to America's financial system, part of a wide-ranging initiative launched by the Biden administration. Yellen says the regulatory review, which will be done by the Financial Stability Oversight Council, will examine whether banks and other lending institutions are properly assessing the risks to financial stability. The road to the 2024 GOP presidential nomination winds through Texas on Sunday as former President Trump and two other potential Republican White House contenders take the stage on the final day of the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Dallas.
What was Donald Trump right about?
Also grabbing the spotlight, the results of the CPAC Republican presidential nomination straw poll, which the former president is expected to dominate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Virgin Galactic's VSS Unity has officially taken off.
Astronaut 001, Richard Branson.
The flight, which has billionaire Richard Branson and other passengers aboard, conducted more than 20 test flights, three of which have reached the edge of space. When the pilots of the mothership give the go-ahead, the space plane will drop from between its two fuselages and fire up its rocket engine, swooping directly upward and roaring past the speed of sound. A statue of a Confederate soldier has been taken down in Charlottesville, Virginia. Wendy King has more.
The controversial statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville, Virginia, was finally removed on Saturday. Charlottesville Mayor Nikiah Walker.
Taking down the statue is one small step closer to the goal of helping Charlottesville, Virginia, and America grapple with its sin of being willing to destroy black people for economic gains.
The removal of the statue was at the center of the 2017 rally where Heather Heyer was killed after a protester drove his vehicle into demonstrators. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.